I give you honor. I give you praise. You are, you are, you are the truth and the way. Oh, I bless you, Lord. I bless your name. Oh, some midnight hour. Oh, if you should find you in a prison in your mind, reach out, reach out,
defy those chains.
Oh, you find their fall in Jesus. We bless you, Lord. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I bless your name. Glory be to God. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are
the truth.
Welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. And happy Sunday to everyone. We are back. You know, the devil didn't want us to minister for the kingdom, and he gave us a good blow, you know. But it's just a sign that what we are doing is hurting him. And he's not happy, shouldn't leave us. But the gospel will still be preached and will proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We thank the Lord for another Sunday. Let's open our Bibles. Romans chapter 9. So for those who are new, we are going to have our Sunday school lesson for half an hour before we start the main service. So don't be surprised. Sometimes you may be wondering, what are we doing? So it's just a short Bible study for half an hour, and then we'll start the main service. From Romans 9, from 1 to 9. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have a great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Amen. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. Let's read also Galatians 4, verse 22 and 23. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by the bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you for reading the word. Last week we were blessed by a nice, very good Sunday school lesson from Brother Wilmo about the coming of the Lord. you know, it was just on this same line that the Holy Ghost is trying to draw our attention. Brother Wilmore was saying it is very late. The time is far, far advanced, and we should watch. We should be, you know, trying to see what are we doing? What are we supposed to be doing with all this time that is so far gone? What should be our attitude, noticing that the time is far advanced? It's far late than what we think. So something is preparing to happen. Everywhere, everyone can feel that something is prepared. There's a warning, you know, there's a warning of an oncoming storm, and preparations must be made. That was last Sunday's lesson, that we need to be doing something. We need to be preparing for the oncoming storm. There's something that's happening, you know. But this is just exactly what we have been talking about before we were interrupted. And as children of God, we need really to be very careful on what the Holy Ghost is trying to warn us. Amen. So in the days of the first coming of the Lord, the people were also, everybody could feel that something is about to happen. People could sense that things are not the way they are. There was a lot of commotions, things going here and there. Even the politicians, even the King Herod, he could feel that something was about to happen. But only those who were, you know, spiritually awake, you know, realized when the thing happened. The rest of the people could feel that something is about to happen. But when that very thing came to pass, some didn't realize it. Some even crucified it. Some called it names. But only few, those we have just read about here in the Bible, the children of the promise. Because it's not all Israel, it's not the children of the flesh, but it was Israel who was part of the promise of God of that day that saw the realization and they made the correct preparations. Right. Amen. So we are, history repeats itself. We are in the expectation of the coming of the Lord today. And what happened then is happening today. People can sense it. People can feel that something is about to happen. But are you making the correct preparations? That's what we were talking about. And we want to understand what mistake did they make then so that we can't make the same mistakes today. Amen. Because coming to church is good. So this morning, so many people have gone to church. So are we just another church among the churches? If we were only just another church, why did we leave those denominations? There must be a difference. There must be something that makes us to stand out. What called you? What caught your attention to come to this message? Amen. If it's just to have the same representation that you had when you were there, so what's the difference? So we were looking at what made them not to notice, not to realize that the Messiah they were expecting was actually on earth, but they missed it. So we saw that they had the wrong understanding of the scripture. I'm just going to do a recap today so that we can come back to speed and then build on. They had the wrong understanding of the scripture based on their backgrounds, their traditions, their public belief, public opinion, based on the church they came from. People came, you know, to the message, but they didn't leave their old traditions. People came to church, but they still had, they were still looking at the word of God through the lenses of their traditions. So that when they look at the word and they say, I am the Son of God, even their understanding of the Son of God was completely wrong, because they were looking it from a wrong perspective. Amen.
Amen.
Quickly we are going. So because of that, there is a lot of confusion. When Jesus would say, "Me and the Father, we are one," they'll get offended, because their understanding of Father and Son was different from the understanding of Jesus of Father and Son. Remember, we spoke about dimension. We are in a dimension of time. So when in this our dimension, I speak about Father and Son, there's an element of time in there. Our understanding is, configured, is formatted in the time terms. When you say Father and Son, without even realizing it, you see a time difference.
That's correct.
A father was born and then a son came.
Yes.
There's no way you can understand it different. But Jesus was not part of this time, space-time dimension. God, Jehovah, is not bound in the time-space dimension. So the understanding of fatherhood and sonship in the eternal dimension is different. That's why we introduce the notion of dimensions. Because if you don't take the things in the correct dimensions, you'll get mixed up in everything. Amen. Even when the Bible says Jesus, the devil tempted Jesus. He took him up on a higher mountain. He took him on the temple. Do you think it was physically visible? People saw the devil and Jesus on top of the temple. It was in a different dimension.
Amen.
These things were happening in a certain dimension. It was realities, but in a different dimension. The things of God, you have to understand them according to the dimensions where they are happening. Amen. If you don't get the dimensions right, you'll get everything mixed up. Are we together? I see why the devil didn't want these things to be said. That's why when the Bible would say, the valleys shall be exalted, they were expecting to see the valleys. But it was a language. It was symbolic.
Yes.
They're expecting the hills to be made low. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Everything, they were taking it in the physical dimension.
Amen.
The Father and me are one.
Yes.
Completely different dimensions. Amen. Let's move on. So, the same thing for us today. If we want to ask where we came from, every one of us have their background. Catholic, Jehovah Witness, Mapostory. Who was from Mapostory here? When I will see your head. You know the Mapostory, those guys, they are in Congo as well. They are,
yes.
Zimbabwe is very strong. They influence Congo, you know. And they sing in Shona. We came from the Baptists, the Methodists, the Seventh-day Adventists, and so forth. We came to the message. Most of us, we came with our background, the things we learned there, and we still have that representation, that understanding of the scriptures. To an extent, when you come, they tell you, they speak about the deity of Jesus, you always bring it to compare it with what you learn from the Catholic Church. Amen. And if we don't get rid of this background and come into the new message with a new vision, you will miss. You'll get it wrong as they did. Amen.
Amen.
That's why today, when we are talking about the coming of the Lord, there's so many understanding in people's head.
Amen.
Amen. There's so many things. We're going to talk in details about the coming of the Lord so that we understand. Because you can't prepare correctly if you don't know what you are expecting.
Amen.
If you don't know what you are waiting for, no, you can't. If they say the queen will come back through Dublin airport, you go to the port to wait for the queen, you'll miss it. That's just an illustration. You must understand, what are you waiting for? What is it? Because when the people say the coming of the Lord, and there's so many things that pass into people's head. The resurrection of the dead. What is it? Amen. Just, you know, people are thinking, Jesus said, he that believes in me will still live though dead. Even when he dies, will still be alive. So when you are waiting for the resurrection, keep all those scriptures in mind. Amen. The prophet, when he was taken into the sixth dimension, he saw the brethren that passed away a long time ago. He saw his late wife. So what type of resurrection are you waiting for? Were you expecting that his late wife was still in the grave? So what did he see there? Amen. So when we are talking about the resurrection of the dead, you must understand, what are we talking about? When the Bible says, after Jesus died, he cried on the cross, and the body of the saints rose from the dead, and they walk on the street of Jerusalem. You think they were sitting in McDonald's and everyone was seeing them? Amen. So you have to understand what the meaning of these things, and how they're happening. Amen. The shout, the voice, the trumpet, the rapture, everything. So we said, if you don't get it right, when they talk about the rapture, this is what you will see. And many of us see it still like this. Rapture of the, we'll go like that. There's some truth in it, but you have to put it right.
Amen.
Amen. You have to put it correctly.
Amen.
When they speak about rapture, people are expecting the day of the rapture. This is the type of scenes we'll see in Dublin City. Airplanes crashing and the ambulances dropping and the people gone. This is what people are expecting. Are we together?
Amen.
If your understanding is this, pay really attention to what we are going to say. And we're going to read the prophet. We're going to read the Bible. We'll see how these things, when and where they're happening. Amen. So we spoke about dimensions, the different dimensions. This is from the pastor's teaching. The first dimension, the first three dimensions is the dimensions where we live. If our being on this earth is connected to these three dimensions. We are here today because we are matter. If you are not matter, you couldn't be here.
Exactly.
Amen. If there was no matter, the seat you are sitting there wouldn't exist. Amen. And space, because we can define this place with its address. It's air code. That's the space dimension, the space element in our dimension. And time, because if we didn't precise what time would be here, I would come here at 7 p.m., I wouldn't find someone here. So to be on the same dimension, we have to define matter, space, and time. Who, where, and when. This is the dimension we live in. We spoke about another dimension, the digital dimension. The dimension of, technology, information technology. We said, as we are sitting here, there are images, a lot of voices in this room, a lot of images and things, many things are happening here. The Olympics are happening now, in this room, but we can't see it because it's happening in a different dimension.
Yes.
You need to have the proper device that will put you on the correct channel so that you can connect to that dimension.
Yes.
Amen. As you are speaking here, Spider-Man is doing his move somewhere. Amen. As you are sitting here, someone may be texting. Someone may be watching. But all that is here, but we can't access it because it's in a different dimension. When you put it in the spiritual, when the prophet Elisha was surrounded by the Syrian army, him and his servant were there. The servant was afraid because he was stuck in the space-time dimension. But the prophet, who could span it in between dimensions, he could, tap into the other dimension,
yes,
and would see the mountain surrounded with angels. And he asked God to open the eyes of his servants so that he could access the other dimension.
Yes.
And when he could tap into that other dimension, he could see that he didn't travel the same place where he was. The angels were around.
Yes.
Amen. So it's a matter of dimension. It's not about position, location. It's about dimension. At the same place, Jesus was talking with Elisha and Moses. He helped the disciples to access that dimension to see it. But when they started bringing the notion, the element of space-time dimension into that other dimension, it was high hidden to their eyes. Because you can't bring the element of this dimension to that dimension, building tents so that we can stay here forever. Peter was trying to bring the element of time in the eternal dimension. As soon as he did that, he was brought back to the time dimension. Amen. You get it?
Yes, sir.
So, this is what we are talking about. Before we close, I'm just going to introduce a little something. Amen?
Amen.
So that this was a recap. Just a little something we are going to introduce so that we keep it in mind for the next lesson. You'll say, Brother Eli, but the Bible says, 1 Thessalonians 4, let's read it, 16 and 17. First Thessalonians 4:15-17. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Are we together? We that remain, we shall be caught up together with them where? In the clouds. To meet the Lord where? In the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, with the Lord. Can you put back my slides? So, in the light of what we have read, what's wrong with this? The Bible says, in the clouds, and to meet him in the air.
Amen.
So, this is the perfect representation of what we have read. We'll meet the Lord in the clouds and in the air. But remember, we are talking about dimensions.
Right.
These things are happening in a different dimension. And remember the prophet, when he saw the vision of the sixth dimension, I read it last time, that he could see his body lying in the bed, and he says him, he was no further than the ceiling of this house. You remember that?
Yes.
He was no further than here, but he could see the other brethren. He was caught up into that other dimension. Amen?
Amen.
So, we need to understand the notion, because when we read the Bible, as I was saying, we take it with our, you know, Catholic understanding, and we bring it. So that even simple things, we can't discern them in the scripture. Our Jehovah Witnesses understanding of the Bible. Notice in Thessalonians, as we read, the Bible doesn't say anywhere that we'll meet the Lord in the skies. Are we together? It doesn't say skies. It says in the cloud and in the air. We have to make the difference there. Because the air starts here. Are we together? The air is not only there. We'll meet the Lord in the air. Here we are in the air. Amen.
Amen.
Now you'll say, but clouds. It says clouds. So there's a notion of height there. But let me tell you something. Let's see. I've studied aviation engineering. Amen. I've studied meteorology. So I know what a cloud is. Let's see. A cloud is a visible mass of particles of condensed vapor, such as water or ice, suspended in the atmosphere. That's the cloud. Technical definition of cloud. But in meteorology, there's a particular type of cloud that most of the time we don't take as a cloud. It's fog. Amen.
Amen.
In meteorology, fog is a cloud at ground level. Amen.
Amen.
A fog, technically speaking, fog is a cloud of small water droplet that is near ground level and sufficiently dense to reduce horizontal visibility. So when the Bible says in the clouds, don't take it only up there in the sky. There may be clouds here on the ground level. We have clouds there. These are clouds. These are fog. Clouds at ground level is called fog. So just to make you away from that idea of it's going to be a travel up, it will happen in a dimension. And dimension may still be next to the next, you know, seat where you are sitting. That dimension is not far away from you. That's why the Bible says, in a twinkling of an eye. In a twinkling of an eye, you can be moved from one dimension to the other, in the air, in the clouds, but not traveling up. It may still be where you are, behind you. That's where that dimension we are going to. It's not location. It's about dimension.
Amen.
Amen. So let's keep that in mind. And when we are talking about the coming of the Lord, my brother, my sister, keep that in mind.
Amen.
And as we go, you will understand that we need to make correct preparations.
Amen.
And I would like to draw your attention on one thing, because I know these things, if you don't get it right, if you don't put it right correctly on its place, you'll get in a lot of confusion.
Right.
I know brethren who got involved, you know, and started making things, you know, they started creating doctrines. People have gone far in the extremes because of these things, because they don't understand it right. That's why we'll go very, very slowly to understand. People have gone with things like we are in the millennium because they didn't understand properly. They didn't place these things correctly. People have come with doctrines like we are always raptured. We are gone already. But they are still in this body. They are still eating, sleeping, making plans, but they say they are raptured. Why? Because they didn't put these things correctly. But we need to stay in the middle of the road, not to fall in formalism and not to go into extremes. Amen. I hope the Lord will really help us to catch the spiritual meaning of these things and make good preparations. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us another good opportunity to fellowship around your word, O Lord. We commit everything into your hand now as we have spoken, and we believe the Holy Ghost is the teacher, the Holy Ghost is the discerner, and they will place these things correctly in our lives, in our understanding, and we'll get the spiritual meaning of what these things are, O Lord, and help us as we go that our spiritual understanding will bring us to the right attitude, O Lord, because the aim of these things is to prepare us to meet you, and there's no need, there's no blessing if this doesn't bring us to the right attitude to prepare to meet you, O Lord. We commit everything into your hand. Take now control of the rest of the service in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.